Charity of the Week.
There is now going to be a conference, isn't there, where people can find out more. They can maybe meet other people that are going through this. And presumably, it's sort of everything Huntington's, essentially. So tell us a bit about the conference.
Yeah, so Ashley, you can talk a little bit about the family day.
Yep, so on Thursday, the 22nd of September, this is 11 o'clock till 3 p.m. at the Sefton Hotel in Douglas, and that'll be kind of a day aimed around families, a day where HD families can come together and share their experiences and visit various stands for them to gain further knowledge and who can help and what they can offer locally.
And this sort of thing, having a conference like this, Helen, this must be so important, because it is, as Ashley was just saying there, it's a way for people to get together who maybe previously felt quite isolated, I'd imagine.
Yes, definitely. And it's a great opportunity. We do have two HD specialist advisors coming over from England, from the Huntington's charity. So there is an opportunity for one-to-ones. So in a private room where families can speak to these people, professionals, where they wouldn't get that opportunity ever on the Isle of Man to do that. So we do have a few slots available. So if anybody's interested in doing that, please contact us, because we'll have to book you in. It's a fantastic day and a fantastic opportunity for the charity to reach out. The Friday is going to be based for professionals. So this is something that is well overdue. It's a day where professionals can obtain further knowledge, guidance and support in caring for a patient with Huntington's disease, as well as being able to support families and carers, which is vital. It's going to be held in the Sefton Hotel on Friday, the 23rd of September, and it's running from 9 o'clock right through to 4 o'clock. We are, as a charity, mega excited about it, aren't we, Ashley?
Yeah, it's been, I think this was our vision kind of over 2 years ago, and then to have it happening here in the Isle of Man next month is amazing.
What does it mean to you personally, actually, to have something like this available?
I think because we've been through so many sort of issues with my mum and finding her homes and whatnot that will take her and look after her and be able to reach her complex needs and support that. I think having Manx care staff and other staff members there across mental health, it will help them to just get a bit more insight into caring for a patient with Huntington's disease.
And it must mean a lot to you as well, Helen, when you think, you know, you've been championing the cause for some years now, and it sounds like awareness really is being raised and changes are happening, perhaps.
Yes, definitely. My husband also has Huntington's. Thankfully, my son was tested and is negative. For me, the mental health side of things has been very difficult, with nobody to turn to, really. So us doing this is a step forward. Hopefully with the pathway, HD pathway, in when it's completed, we can move forward and look after the people that really do need looking after with HD on the Isle of Man.
Just remind me then, Ashley, the web address where you can find out more information, email address, ways people can contact you.
So you can visit our website, hdaiom.com. Or you can find us on our Facebook page, which is HDA Isle of Man, or alternatively email us huntingtonsiom@gmail.com.
Charity of the Week.